Hello, Dan. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Absolutely. Dan, this is Mario. I'm one of the representatives and supervisors here with the company. I want to make this pretty straightforward and, you know, just be straight to the point here with you. D&D's Garage Store, are you running that by yourself, Dan, or are you? Do you have a crew? How are you operating?
I've got, well, I'm an installer as well, but I have three other guys.
Okay, perfect. I guess I just want to be a straight shooter with you, brother, you know, and I'm going to try to keep this pretty brief. I hope you're okay with that. You know, I like to be mindful of people's time. Are you in a position right now where if you start getting calls from the platform on Google, are you able to handle more work at this point?
Yeah. So a year ago, I would have said no, but for some reason, this year's
a little slower.
A little slower. I don't know. I think it's everybody, though, at least in this area, from what I'm talking to.
Gotcha.
So what I'm finding, we're in this area, we have two small towns next to each other.
Okay.
And I'm starting to see a lot of my competition in town. And I knew that we're not the first ones that pop up on Google. I've been doing this a long time, and a lot of the contractors I used to deal with are retired, you know, so I don't, I guess my, don't get me wrong, we get really good word of mouth, but it's coming to a time where, like I said, I'm getting older, and a lot of the customers are, you know, like I said, retired or are gone. So we've been talking about advertising, and we do advertise a little bit. I mean, just t-shirts and business cards and, you know, local stuff, but I've never, you know, had to pay for anything online or anything like that, but I would consider it.
Okay. Well, that's what your competitors are doing, and I'm going to be straight with you, Dan. That's how they're capturing quite a bit of the work. Nowadays, mm-hmm. you know, it's become an internet world, right? Everybody, you know, is Googling everything from, you know, to the smallest to the biggest things. Everybody's on Google looking for services, and that's where your competitors are at, right? So if you're looking for any type of garage door repair or garage door installation, you would find like Folly, Overhead, Precision, Advance, M&M, Eddie's, Garage Store, and Stellar. Not sure if you heard of some of these guys, but
there are a few that I've never even heard of, but I know, yeah, there's some crazy stuff going on out there. We're finding competition on the map that doesn't exist, if that makes sense. So if you look on the map, that shows other garage door suppliers in our area, and they're not there. It's just an 888 number. You're calling somebody in Florida or whatever.
Oh, okay. Okay. A lot of the times what happens too is you get companies that'll put listings like Angie's List, Home Advisor, Yelp, and mm-hmm. they buy themselves an ad on Google and they list themselves like a garage store company, but you know, that's what they do to sell leads. So, I was just going through some of the other companies you were referencing to. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Our job, and what we would do, Dan, we would put, D&D Garage Store, as one of Google's top recommended company on the first page. So when somebody is looking for, you know, garage store, garage installation, repair, mortar repair, whatever it is, you guys will pop up as one of those top recommended under the keywords. I did find a profile on Google for D&D. Is that profile, you know, who built that profile there on Google for you? Did you pay somebody or did you do it yourself?
No, we did it ourselves. My daughter helps with some of this, and yeah, she set it up.
Okay, perfect.
We did make some changes recently.
Gotcha. So here's the thing. I mean, anyone can build a GBP, a Google Business Profile, right? I mean, Google allows anyone to do that. In order to get that profile and run in front of the right customers, that's where, you know, premier channel partners to Google, that's where we come in, right? We will put D&D in front of the customer that moment the customer is looking for the installation. Because right now, in order to find you directly, I have to put in D&D Garage Store into Google's platform to locate you right away. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the coverage of the area is very minimal for you, right, where you're visible. So we can definitely expand that quite a bit, you know, to generate traffic. The other thing,
when you
go ahead. I'm listening.
I was going to say, when you said the coverage, does that mean my radius?
Yeah. So the, Google has a minimum of 5 miles up to 50 mile radius. Yes. To be precise there. My apologies. Okay.
Yep. No, I got you. I didn't know if you meant. Okay. Yep. You can continue.
Okay. So, aside from, you know, placing you on the first page with a higher mile radius, are you guys on any social media, Dan? Are you guys doing promotion through like Instagram, Facebook, or anything of that nature?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think I do have a Facebook page, but not anything. I don't know if I'd come up. I don't advertise on Facebook at all. I don't even have a Facebook myself. My wife does. And a couple years ago, I just threw something on Facebook. But no, we've never pushed that at all.
Okay. The only reason that I'm asking that question is that part of the service that we offer, Facebook's already included on there because Facebook is connected and related to Google. So what we would do is that we would help build a business profile for D&D, and then we would run ads on Facebook as well. Okay.
Okay.
And that's already included within our service. Okay, to run ads on Facebook. The other platform that we would include to list you on would be Apple. Okay, for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, we would also list you through the Apple platform. Okay. Now, the pricing that we manage is, you know, pretty reasonable. It's $249 a month, and there's no contract. It's a month-to-month service. Okay. You pay $249 per month, and then our job is obviously to keep you busy on that first page. Because there's no contract attached to this, you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not completely satisfied. But I mean, let's be frank, you know, you will be on that first page. So, you know, if you, you know, see work coming in and we're keeping you busy, I believe you me, you're not going to want to cancel, right? Because at the end of the day, what matters are results. You know, I mean, that's what we're, you know, we look to deliver. I mean, our primary goal here, Dan, is to build a long-term relationship with all of our customers. You know, we're not in it for the short term. So we know that the only way that we are able to keep a relationship with D&D Garage Store is to make sure we're keeping you occupied. Okay. I mean, I also don't want to come here and give you an expectation that you're going to become rich just because you're on Google. I mean, it's, that's not the, you know, what we're here to deliver, right? Is empty promises to say, hey man, put yourself on Google in a couple of months, you'll be a millionaire. It doesn't work that way either, man. You know, I mean,
yeah,
we can definitely keep that phone ringing though. That's for sure. Being part of that first page. Now,
okay.
Are you open for commercial work, Dan, or are you just doing residential? How are you operating?
No, we do both. So the whoever I talked to before you, I just mentioned we'd like to focus a little more on residential only because I have two commercial guys and two.
Okay.
All of us can handle residential, but I only have two guys that can handle commercial repairs, but we are definitely open to more commercial business as well.
Okay.
I'd like to focus on both.
Okay. So is it fair to say that we can list you on Google as residential with light commercial?
We can handle we can handle just about, I mean, we've got four scissor lifts and we can handle the big stuff.
Okay. All right. So you know what? I would just list you guys as both then, to be quite frank.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, yep, if one is becomes overwhelming on Google for you, you just say, hey, you know what?
We can change it.
I can't do this until next week or something of that nature, you know, so.
Yeah.
You always have that discrepancy as well. Okay. Perfect. Right. Now, what days and what times would you like it to show on the platform on Google that you guys are open for business? Because right now I am showing here. Let me go back here. You have listed on here 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Is that the schedule that you like? I mean, you're not doing weekends?
So... Three of us are in our 50s. I got one guy that's a little younger. He's a little more go-getter, but that's my son-in-law. So
okay.
I've worked so many weekends in my life, I could care less to do any more, to be honest with you. I understand okay. there's a call for that.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. I just I don't hear people say that too often, you know.
Yeah. Well, what it is, it's just, you know, sometimes time is more valuable than money. When the older you get, the more you realize that. I don't know if there's something we could put in there like, weekend calls accepted or.
You know what I would do is I would just put like, emergency calls on the weekends, you know, if somebody motors breaks, they, you know, somebody runs into a garage, you know, crashes into a garage, that you guys would do that on the weekends. But I would say that only to take calls on the weekends would be good that we list that. And then you can schedule it out during the week. Does that make sense? So it's not like you're going to go work, on the weekend, but you can take the call. You know, so, and I only say that because a lot of people, you know, they don't work the weekends and that's when they go on Google and they look for things, right? So say, hey man, you know, I mean, I can do this for you on a Friday or a Monday morning. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I would just say that we add Saturday. Most people don't work Sunday. So I would just change that in my opinion. Again, that's just a suggestion, brother.
Sure.
You know, so I'll do that for you there on the platform. So let's put Saturday.
Yeah, yep.
All right. And then how many miles?
Usually okay. I'll.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, usually I'll take the calls on, I mean, I'll take the emergency calls myself anyway. And
okay.
I don't mind working Saturdays. I will. It all depends on what's going on. But you're right. I
no, you know what? The only
forward.
Reason I laughed is that most people, you know, when I, you know, at least, I mean, I work with so many people every day that want to get the company on Google. So, I'm always hearing, yeah, man, you know, I want to work the weekends. The weekend is where, you know, I get the most traction and people are, you know, calling. And like you said, maybe you're right. You know, the little older you get, the wiser you get, and you realize that, you know, time, you know, money you can get at any time, you know, and time we're only limited here on this earth, you know, so.
Yeah, yep. And like I said, I worked, my oldest daughter says she doesn't even remember me when she was little. And that makes me feel bad, you know, it's like, all right, I just, you know, worked a lot of weekends.
Yeah, for sure. But. For sure, man. I definitely understand. I have two girls myself and I can relate in that sense. You know, I mean, I've been a workaholic myself. And it's all for the best of them, you know, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how many miles outside of Otsego are you willing to travel for a customer?
So, I don't know. That's where 50 miles is. So you guys aren't from around here, I take it. I mean, you're.
No. We're in the same state here. Where Google's at in California.
Okay. So, yeah, we could put 50 miles. That's pushing it for me. I try not to go that far, but if it's a new garage door install, we'll go that far. But if it's a simple circuit board,
a little fix it. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, it's not even worth the drive to go drive somebody's house for a couple hundred bucks. It's like, hey, I'm gonna I put in $50-$60 in gas to make a.
I guess that's where I can price it accordingly.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
If they bite on it, fine. If they don't, so
that's what I was
we could do 50
you.
Miles.
50 miles. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Bear with me here. And I did text over my information along with our company info just so you can have that at hand as well, okay?
I was going to ask you for an email, but...
Yeah. No, I can definitely send one as well. Here, give me a second. I'll send one, you know. Bear with me. It just gives you a breakdown of what we offer, what we do, and what you'll be getting. So, you know, luckily we got a hold of you. I mean, the position on that first page, they don't last open too long, just so you know. I mean, and they don't open up. Last time we had one open was about 4 months ago. You know, people normally don't leave the first page because it's quite profitable. Unfortunately, Google doesn't tell us why it opens, but we, for the most part, we know that either a company went out of business, they stopped paying their premium or so forth. And that's when these positions become available. On that first page.
Hmm.
Okay.
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 Oh, see, I've never had to go through this. We've always been.
You've been a word of mouth, huh?
Yeah. Yep. But again, a lot of the contractors we used to deal with retired, and a lot of the, you know. I've been doing this again so long that, so here's what happened. I got a call the other day. It was last week. Customer said, he didn't know we were around. I'm like, really? I'm like, we're on Google. He's like, he goes, the only way I found you is on my laptop. He goes, I tried searching on my phone and I couldn't find you, which that to me was strange. I don't understand why a phone and a laptop would be different. But he did say he had to scroll down to find us.
It's based on the algorithm, right? So once we put you on that first page, you guys will now pop up as one of the top recommended results, whether it's on a tablet, on a phone, on a computer. D&D is going to pop up as one of the top recommended companies. So marketing plays now a big role. I mean, I don't know how old you are, Dan, but I'm in my 40s, and I go back to the days where, you know, people were, you know, doing the yellow pages doing flyers or doing business cards. And we have moved to an era where it does not happen like that anymore. You know, I mean,
no.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you even get nowadays, I went to the Apple store. I mean, I'm sorry that I'm jumping off topic here, brother, but I went to the Apple store a couple of weeks ago because I was going to get the new iPhone, and I go in there and I see a crowd of a lot of like old, you know, people that are a little older than I am, and I asked the guy, hey, what's going on over there? And he says, oh, you know, they all bought new phones, you know, like the brand new ones. And I was like, wow, you know, those, they're pricey. They're like $1,200. And, he's like, and they're all taking classes on how to use the internet on their phones. And I was like, well, I said, what do you know? you know, I was like, wow, okay. So, you know, those definitely the white pages, yellow pages, they are definitely out the window, brother.
That's funny. I got a phone book in the mail the other day. I'm like, what? But yeah, I haven't seen one of those in years.
Right. All right. And Dan, what's your last name, brother?
Damore. That's Damore.
Okay. Damore. And what's a good email address for you?
So you can either probably do my business email. Is that what you prefer, or do you want my...
You know what? I'll use the personal one. It's okay. We're not going to list it on Google. It's just to send you confirmations.
Okay. And that is DDAMORE09@charker.net.
Okay. Can you spell that for me, Charker?
It's C-H-A-R... T-E-R.
Oh, charter.net. I see. The internet company. Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, just okay. Kind of an old school. I didn't know you guys had that out there. Charter.
Yeah, Charter. I mean, they're known as Spectrum, but you know.
Yeah.
They,
yep.
Yeah, they also do. Okay. You know, that's my service provider here at home. In my home. Hometown here in Southern California. It's Spectrum, same here.
The company keeps raising your rates every year.
It's funny. You start at $39.99, and before you know, you're paying $80 some dollars. And then go ahead.
Oh, I'm at 109.
Oh, yeah. See, no, I'm at 80 something, and you'd think I'd be paying more than I'm in California, but.
I've had a talk with them. We do have a new internet company that just came into town, so I'm waiting for to get service and then
to give it. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All righty, perfect. And then the 269-650-2603 number, Dan, is that a good number we can list on Google where the customers can reach you, or do you have a better number?
Nope. Let's use that one. It's my phone, but I have it on me all the time. Yeah, let's just use that number.
Okay, we can use that. Always keep in mind that our company does have, additional alternate numbers that they can provide that will still connect the customer directly to you. That way your number's not out there. Maybe that would be an option when you speak to our IT department. Yeah, there's like a tracking number that we can provide, and the customers love that feature because it still connects them directly to their cell phone. The only thing is that their phone number is not exposed to the entire world, you know. So, it might be an option, right? You don't got knuckleheads, capturing your phone and bothering you.
My phone never leaves my side, and sometimes when I'm, trying to relax, it can be bothersome, I guess. So.
Yeah, I hear you there for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Dan. I do need to create a password for the account. This is in case you call us or we call you. We just have to verify that we're speaking to you and you alone. If you ever wanted to make changes on Google, again, we have to make sure that it's only you that we're speaking with. So, there's three questions. There's security questions. You can choose one. Whatever answer you provide, that would be the password to the account. I have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
So my son-in-law helps with a lot of this stuff, so I need to make sure he gets a hold of this as well. Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay, go ahead.
Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.
C-K-S, okay. Yeah, just make sure you provide that password to him if you want him to have access to it. I mean, obviously, we're going to run the show on the back end for you. I mean, you'll just be the manager and tell us, hey, this is what I want. This is what I don't want.
Yeah.
Right. So, but for the most part, if you also want him to be able to make changes, he has to know the password, which is Hicks.
Okay. Hicks. Yep. That's correct.
Alrighty. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay. And then I'm sorry if I sound repetitive, Dana. The system just prompted me to ask you again. If you did start receiving calls, both residential and commercial, through the platform on Google, you guys do have the capability of satisfying the work, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All righty. And then you have access to DD, AMore09 at charter.net.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. You're going to get all the confirmations there. Bear with me 1 second here. I'm almost done. Well, welcome to the internet world, brother. It took you a while, I'll tell you that.
well, like I said, I've never had to do this. I mean, I just, word of mouth just came right in. And I understand this year's a little slower than normal because of tariffs and everything else. What I don't like is seeing my competition drive right by my shop.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, it's one of those things that I got to tell you, man, and I got to give it up to you. Because a lot of these companies would not survive with the whole internet and Google stuff, man. So if you've been doing it right, so far, and you've been doing a great job. I mean, it just speaks volume of the type of work that you're doing. You know, that makes sense because that referral base has to had been pretty good for you to just been hanging on to referrals alone, you know, so.
Yeah, it was. It's, yep.
So, again,
I mean, I wasn't even on Google until about 5 years ago, I think, is when, maybe four years ago I got on Google, but other than that, it's all strictly word of mouth.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, and like I said, we have, you know, the good thing about putting yourself up there now is that, you know, you can even build a newer clientele, right? I mean, word of mouth works excellent, and I always tell people there's nothing better than word of mouth because you're already coming into to that customer with a sense of trust. You know, they were recommended, so they trust you in a sense, right? They know that, you know, that you did a good job before, and that's why you're there. So there's nothing better than word of mouth, but unfortunately, word of mouth only gets so far at some point, right? So this is where, you know, we come in and fill that that little extra void where you can, you know, pick up more work. So I think you're going to really enjoy the services on Google, brother. And it's not about liking the services. At the end of the day, it's about being busy, man. That's what it's about. So we can.
So, so I'm looking at this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I see the I'm seeing discounts, I think. Oh yeah.
If you're looking at our TCs, our terms, you're going to see the regular pricing, which, we're running promos right now. So, I mean, if you want me to charge you that, I definitely could.
$600.
Yeah. There's promotions going on. Please disregard that because it's going to confuse you. Be like, wait a minute. Keep in mind that we work directly as channel partners to Google. So we offer every service that Google has, right? I mean, from Google guarantees to LSA, which is the ads. I mean, we offer it all. The service that we're offering you today is a flat rate service that puts you on the first page. And regardless of how many jobs or leads come in, you're not going to pay anything more than $249. Okay. Just so we're on the same page. Okay. All right, bear with me 1 second. Okay, and then, Dan, to get the ball rolling and, you know, get you up there on that first page, there's two different ways the company allows you to satisfy that monthly payment of $249. You can use a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal one. Now, which would you prefer?
Let's, before we go further with this, what, it is $249. Is that everything? Is that that's the Facebook ads you said?
The Facebook now, ads. Yes.
Now,
go ahead.
Now, do you set that up for me? Because I currently don't have a Facebook. Well, I do, but I don't know if it's set up right.
Yeah. So. Tomorrow you'll get a call from I'm glad that you just reminded me. Tomorrow you'll get a call from our IT guys. And, you know, they verify that all the information that I'm processing is good to go before they start publishing anything. So you'll get a call from the IT department. They're going to look at the Facebook that you have and they'll tell you right away. They'll be like, hey, brother, you need a new one.
Okay.
Or,
which I think
they'll say, you know, hey, you need a new one or we can work with this one or, you know what, let's, work together and build a new. It's really easy to build a new one. But, you know, what they want is for you to have a business profile because it doesn't do us any good if you have a personal one, right? I mean, the purpose here is to generate customers, not friends, you know. So if we promote your personal one, it's going to create more friends for you.
gotcha. So, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we want to do a business profile for D&D. And, yes, the Facebook ads are included under that $249 umbrella. Correct.
Okay.
And then tomorrow that you get the call from the IT guys, what's a good time where you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
Either in the morning or about this time again.
Okay. Let's see here. Because I keep in mind we are on PST. I know you are on EST.
Yeah.
So... morning, I in the morning, the earliest in the morning that we have, we get to work at 7 a.m., which is 10 o'clock your time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 10 o'clock. I have a truck coming in at 10, so if
that's not going to work.
If it's like No, if it's like 8 a.m. your time, that would be fine.
Okay.
Or 9 a.m. Yeah.
I can do 9 a.m. just so we're we're sure that you'll be free.
Yep. Let's plan that.
Okay. So that's going to
be noon.
Is that 9, 10, 11, 12. That's going to be at noon. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Bear with me 1 second.
And you offer a $50 military discount also, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. We actually do have, you're going to get a little sticker on your profile. If you're military, the Google loves military. So it's going to give you a verification sticker on there that sets you aside from the competitors that says veteran owned. So that's
okay.
Already included. Yeah. Under the $249, it's already discounted, Dan. We're running a promo. If I gave you an extra $50 on top of that, you'll probably call tomorrow and not find me here. They'd be like, yeah, Mario's giving out our services. And if I could, brother, I promise you I would, but I promise you that $249 is a fair price, man. I'm not kidding you. It's very doable.
The way I see it, one job will pay for that. One decent repair. Yeah. It's time.
The rest of your jobs will give you enough to buy a little spike strip to put down there when those guys are passing through your house.
I thought you were going to say an island in the Bahamas or something.
No.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I told you it's not going to make you a millionaire, man. So you're going to take words from my mouth now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just kidding. I give you any bad ideas, and then you're like, hey, man, guy.
I realized a long time ago that I'm not going to get rich. But the bills are paid, so
that's what matters, man. And you know what? I tell my kids, man, it's a blessing, to wake up in the morning and open your eyes, man. A lot of people don't get that luxury around the world, so it's already a plus.
Yeah.
Yep. All righty. So Dan, are you using a card for the company, or are you going to want to use a personal one?
This will be actually personal. Probably be.
And is Dan short for something, brother, or is that your name?
Daniel. Nope, it's Daniel. Yep.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial on the card? I'm only asking because we work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, and if it doesn't match identically, our system will reject it immediately.
Okay, there is no middle initial.
Okay,
on my
Daniel Damore. Okay.
Yeah.
And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover, brother?
Discover.
Discover. Okay, bear with me 1 second. Okay, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the card number, then I'll get that confirmation over to your email.
Okay, that is... I'm sorry. I'm just reading your. I just want to make sure. Don't do this.
No, brother.
I just want to make sure you're a legitimate company.
Absolutely, man.
What's the name of your company again?
Local Splasher. Let me send you our licensing as well. Maybe that will ease your brain. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to text it over to you right now. We've been doing this for over 20 years, brother, and we're not in the business of any funny business, but I definitely understand what you're saying. I mean, nowadays, you don't know, who the hell you're talking to. But
no, and I normally don't just give my card out like this.
Okay. No worries. So I just sent over to you our Google licensing and partnership that shows that we are a premier channel partner to Google for over 20 years. I'm sending over our website as well. Send that over to you. All that information is also on the email, by the way. Just so you know, Dan.
Okay.
But I did send it over to you right at the bottom. It shows you. And let me just for future references, I don't know if you know this, but let me show you how on emails you can separate the spam emails from a legit company. Dan, so you know for future reference. Look at my email. I just want to show you something. That way, if you ever get anybody send you an email and try to pull your leg or BS you, you very, very, very easily know. So you see there where it says my name, Mario Molita?
Mm-hmm.
Right underneath that is my personal email, mmolita@localsplash.com.
I see that.
See that? Okay. Mm-hmm. Any company that is not legitimate, after they put their name in, they're not going to have domain rights to any profile listed under Google's listing. So it would say like numbers like 347r62.com. And then immediately, you know that's a big red flag. Okay? Just for future reference, if you ever get anyone's email, always look at that. I always tell my customers, hey, this is how you separate, verified emails through Google than, when you're getting somebody who's trying to BS you or calling you from, Nigeria or somewhere out there.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know.
Absolutely.
Just a second.
What's that?
Yes. Sorry, one of my guys just came in. That's definitely.
Yeah,
good
no
to
worries.
Know.
I'll get that confirmation email while we're on the phone as well. So you're going to get all the confirmation sent to you right away as we're on the phone.
Okay. What was that? You said local.
Local splash, like local, like your local company, and then
like
splash, like a splash of water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just like your email says.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let me know if I can answer any questions, brother. I mean, just I want to make sure you know we are definitely a legitimate company. I mean, we're not in, like I said, putting our...
Where in California did you say you were?
We're in Fountain Valley. We're in Orange County.
Okay.
Fountain Valley,
okay,
to
yep.
be precise.
Oh, I got you. Yep. You got good reviews, so okay. I think I'm...
It's all good, brother. I mean, you're just doing your due diligence, crossing your T's, dotting your I's, man. The last thing you want is, hey, man, F and Mario did this now, man. That's not a... born, raised Christian, brother, and I know, I use the integrity in the work that I do.
Yeah.
I get it.
So I've had so many calls lately of people saying that you're not Google verified. And, I generally hang up. I mean, I just don't have the time to listen, but I don't know what made me answer this call. But I guess we'll see if it's it's beneficial, which I'm sure it is. So,
again, brother, I mean, I can sit here and tell you that the sky is blue and bring down the stars and the moon. I mean, you're not going to know until you try, but I think you're going to be pretty happy with the service, man.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. So I'm ready
whenever
you are.
Whenever you're ready. Go ahead, brother. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is 6011-0145.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
9574.
Okay.
5592.
Okay. Expiration date?
04/28.
04/2028. And then the
correct
security code is going to be the last digits located behind the card.
It's 422.
422. All right. Stand by with me 1 second while I verify that this card that you provided is a valid one. So just bear with me.
Okay.
Oh, one last thing. System just prompted me. It says error, and I just seen why. What is the billing address associated with the card?
That is 713 Lincoln Road. And it's the same address, Otsego, OTS.
Did I have 49078?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Stand by here for 1 second. Daniel, let me go ahead and get this process here for you. And then as we're on the phone, you're going to start getting the verifications coming over from our company, saying, welcome on board, the whole welcoming notices. You're also going to get an email that's going to require you to, there's going to be three little boxes that you have to fill in under our terms that says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, that the card that you provided is yours and that you have authorization to use this card, and that the next payment will not be done until June 14th, and that the amount is going to stay a flat rate of $249. Okay.
Okay.
So there's two things you can do there. Once you complete that, you're going to see your name under that as well. It's going to ask you to type in your name and then hit confirm. That's going to do two things. It's going to allow us to lock in that $249 rate as long as you're with us, and it's also going to give you access to our dashboard, Dan. The dashboard is where you're going to be able to see all the back-end work, right? You're going to be able to see how many people are clicking on the Google profile, how many calls are being generated from the Google profile, how many leads, everything that we're able to see on the back end, we're going to give you access to it. Okay.
Okay.
So, I can either, walk you through that. It takes about a minute at the most and help you complete that, or you can do that at your discretion as long as you get it done, tomorrow before noon. That's when the IT guys are going to call you. And I only say that because they're going to ask you to do it either way. So if you have about 2 minutes to spare, I can walk you through that, or you can do that on your own, brother, whatever you prefer.
Let's do it now. Did you say that's on?
Yeah, I haven't said it yet. I'm getting ready to send
it
in a second here. Yeah, I'm just generating this.
Okay.
I won't keep you on the phone for more than about 5 minutes. I promise that.
Okay.
I'm trying to hurry through here. All right. Last thing, I just got to read our disclosure to you, which will take me about 20 seconds here. Welcome to Local Splash here alongside with Google as their primary partner. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To verify that I do have everything correct on my end, Daniel, can you please confirm the name of the company for me?
That's D&D Garage Door LLC.
LLC. Okay, perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Daniel D'Amore. I'm the owner.
Owner, thank you so much. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of D&D's Garage Store LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are also an authorized party on the card and billing information you provided, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Dan, we also ask that you are involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Thank you so much. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Okay. The payment term has been processed today, May 14th, for the amount of $249. When this amount is due, it won't be due again until June 14th, and the amount is always going to stay a flat rate of $249. Now, keep something in mind, Dan. This is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service, okay? You will always hold the right to stop or cancel the service at any time without any penalties if you're not completely satisfied, okay? You are able to do that at any time after the first month, okay?
Okay.
I don't think that's going to be the case, but we have to follow guidelines and let you know that you have that right at any point. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, bear with me. Let me get that email over to you. Stand by here. Just generate that. All right. All right. It's generating here. It's going to be sent over in a second. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. You're going to get quite a bit of few of them. That's the one that has the terms that you have to sign in. So I'll walk you through it here. All right, it just generated. All right, bear with me here 1 second. And you said you're 53, Dan. I believe me, I'm not trying to be a brown nose or anything of that nature. I promise you that. But you sound a lot younger, brother.
Nah, I hear that. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I mean, if I would have guessed by your
green
voice,
kids.
I would. Oh, okay. Yeah. If I would have guessed by your voice, I'd have put you like in, you know, 32, 33. But,
oh yeah. Yep. Gotcha. Well, I don't smoke, so that makes a difference.
It does make a difference. You don't got the robotic sounding voice. Okay. All right. Here. Let's see here. Let's see if it's sent already. All right. Okay.
Appreciate
so I see
it.
That it's, you should have received it by now. It's showing me that it was sent to you, brother.
Okay, by text, yeah.
No, it's via your email.
Hold on. Sorry, what was that?
I said it was sent through email, not text.
Oh, weird, I just got a...
Yeah, you're gonna get them both ways, via text and email.
Oh.
It's a lot easier if you do it through the email.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, once you open that up, it's going to say, hello, Dan. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Right underneath that, what we're looking for, Daniel, is please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you see that. When you do, you want to click on where it says click here, the little blue letters.
Okay.
Did you do that yet?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Got it. Yep.
So it's going to take you to another screen. And right at the bottom, what we're looking for, it's going to say mobile phone, and it's going to have your phone number, brother. 269-650-2603.
Correct.
Okay, right underneath that are the three little boxes that you have to click on. You can go ahead and read them, but I was very transparent with you of what, you know, what they're referring to. It says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number. You certify that you're the authorized cardholder and that the information you provided is complete, and that you acknowledge the next payment is done recurrently. It's going to be due June 14th, 30 days from now. So once you click on those three boxes, right underneath that, about three sentences underneath that, you're going to see your name where it says Signature Daniel Damore. Okay, and then right underneath your name, you have to type in your name exactly as is shown on there and then hit confirm. Let me know when you do that. If it's not letting you hit confirm, you're going to have to turn your phone sideways. I've been told that by a lot of customers. Oh, I turned my phone sideways, and now it lets me reach down all the way to the bottom.
Okay. Yep, it went through.
So if you did it correctly, it's going to take you to another screen that's going to ask you for your – it's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It's going to ask you for a username and password.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So – all right, I just got the confirmation that username and password you'll get tomorrow at noon from our IT department, Dan.
Okay.
Let me be the first one to say welcome on board, brother. Welcome to the family. I know that, you know, you had a little sense of trust there. I appreciate you, you know, giving that 1% of your trust. Daniel, it's our job to gain that other 99, obviously. You know, so, yeah, I mean, that's how it works. You know, I mean, you were hesitant, let's be honest. You're like, man, is this Mario guy a bunch of crap, or is he the real deal, you know?
Right, well.
And it's okay, brother. You know, you did your due diligence. Like I said, you cross your T's and dot your I's, man. It's always better to do that than, you know, just to go blind into something. So I had no problem sending you all the documents that you needed to make sure we're legitimate. Again, you'll get a call from our IT guys tomorrow. All I'm going to ask you to do, Daniel, is to make sure you don't miss that phone call at noon tomorrow. The only reason I say that is if you do miss the call, we'll simply have to reschedule it. I don't like doing that with my clients only because the service is already paid for this month. So I don't want you to miss any days, if that makes sense. The first platforms, you know, and you'll have visuality through the internet. Facebook, the ads on Facebook, the Apple, the Bing, the placement of your website on Google, that's going to be running within 7 days minimum, 10 days maximum. Okay. You're going to see that running. So again, just be a little bit patient. You know, but once this gets going, I mean, you're going to be pretty happy with the service, brother. So again, welcome on board. Like I told you in the beginning, what we're looking for is to establish a long-term relationship with D&D. And we know that the only way of accomplishing that is obviously by producing results. So again, we'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Just please try to be by the phone tomorrow at noon. You'll get the call between like 12 and 12:05 usually.
Okay. Yep. I'll set myself a reminder. So.
Okay.
I'll try to answer every.
Okay. I'll send you a calendar reminder right now, anyways, to your email, just saying it's a Google calendar reminder saying, hey Dan, you have an appointment with these guys tomorrow at 12 noon. That way maybe it helps, you know, refresh that you have a meeting with us tomorrow at noon.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, brother. You know what? I really mean when I say this. I mean, regardless if you would have got the service today or not, but it was a pleasure speaking with you, brother. You know, I mean,
all right. Thanks.
Yeah. So we'll talk tomorrow at noon. Have a good one.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.